23 years ago, my wife and I moved to Alaska, and it turned out that that was a huge offense to her because she left her new best friend in California. She was just angry with me for months and months, and nothing I could do was any good. And finally, I was just in desperation, and I prayed to God, "Lord, I want to love Rita, and your word commands me to love my wife, but I don't have any love left."
Hey, listen, we're going to get to that in a moment. Dan, hang on. He shared that with us from Alaska. We're going to hear the rest of that story. Maybe you've had a moment in time. Something was said, something was done, something was missed, or maybe over a period of time in your marriage, and all of a sudden an emotion got hijacked, and that emotion that got hijacked is now impacting your marriage and your relationship, and you want to experience freedom from that hijacked emotion. That's what we're going to focus on here today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, live in the Intentional Living Studio. We got Sally on the phones. We got Stephen. We got Rob and our whole team here. We love you guys. We want to talk about hijacked emotions. Maybe there was a moment in time where you realize I can go back to that moment. That's when the emotion got hijacked in our marriage. And boy, we either got out of it, and here's what we did. You can hear Dan, what he did in a moment. What did you do when an emotion got hijacked? Or if you're still in the ditch, stuck, give me a call. We're going to help you today. 888-888-1717. Right at the core of the brand new release from our Intentional Living Press, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. Help for this topic today. We'd love to help you. Phone line is open, 888-888-1717. Remember talking to a couple, they were in their 60s, and after a while, it was waiting for some sort of a breakthrough to understand what was going on. And finally, she turned to him and said, she looked him right in the eye, said, 25 years ago. I thought, this is going to get good. You know, 25 years ago, you said, and then she went on to repeat what he said. And then she said, "I've never forgiven you for that." You talk about a hijacked emotion. I mean, this guy was oblivious. I mean, he was like, "Hello? I can't remember 25 minutes ago, 25 years ago, you know." And this is what happens in our relationships. Our emotions are such a gift from God, but boy, they can get hijacked and put us right into the ditch in our marriage. And if I can help you with that, that's why we're here. Satan loves to mess with our emotions. And not for our good or God's glory or for the benefit of our marriage, that's for sure. By the way, I'm going to share with you three questions. There's three questions you can ask in a marriage, 5 minutes a day, three questions. Just look in each other's eyes, ask these three questions. It'll change your life. It'll change your marriage. I promise it. And I'll tell you what they are in a few minutes, okay? All right, so we're talking emotions. You're welcome to join us, 888-888-1717. I want you to hear all of Dan's call and his good comments about what he's done in his marriage.
23 years ago, my wife and I moved to Alaska, and it turned out that that was a huge offense to her because she left her new best friend in California. She was just angry with me for months and months, and nothing I could do was any good. And finally, I was just in desperation, and I prayed to God, "Lord, I want to love Rita, and your word commands me to love my wife, but I don't have any love left. You're going to have to give me your love for her." And he did. It just filled my heart with love for her, and I kept showing it every way I could. And her initial response was suspicion and rejection of it. But eventually, his love softened her. And we've had the happiest marriage I know of, and we're married now for 43 years because Jesus filled my heart with love and replaced my lack of love with his love.
Wow. Listen, Dan, God bless you. You know, there's a point in a marriage relationship, and all of us, any of us have been married more than about 6 minutes or at least 6 hours, have those moments where we got to make a decision. We're either going to go down this road of allowing our emotions to get hijacked, as I call it, or we're going to go down the direction of taking that emotion and using it to heal, to help, to progress as a fuel to move us forward. It's a decision we make. And when you make a healthy decision, wow, it can change your life. Come on in and join us. Maybe you've had a hijacked emotional moment, or maybe you've gotten through it like Dan did. What did you do? Or what's your question? 888-888-1717.
I've been listening to people talking about their relationships and being patient and kind. And my husband and I have been married for almost 35 years. And we were lucky. We were best friends before we got married. But other than that, there are two really important things that we remember in our marriage. One is always to try to give 60% and expect 40%. That way one person is always trying to outdo the other for each other. And the second is really important. You just have to agree to disagree and respect each other's opinions. Because when we first got married, I was trying to have my husband think the way I thought. And he said, hold on. He said, we're going to be married a long time. He said, we're never going to agree on the same thing. He said, so we have to agree to disagree. You have your opinion and I have mine. And because we don't have to come to a compromise on it, we can just respect that each other has it and just let it go. You just have to let it go rather than harping on it. You can never make somebody feel the way you feel if they don't. And then if you have to compromise, you make the compromise. But other than that, works pretty well.
Yeah, it sure will. Thank you for that. And I've got those three questions that can add to what you just heard that can be transformational. I'll get to that in just a moment. You're welcome to join us. We're talking about hijacked emotions because they do get hijacked. But here's the thing. God has given us emotions for a reason. And if you're a heart person, as I write about, you operate out of your heart. Emotions are really important to you. You're particularly susceptible to a hijacked emotion. If, on the other hand, you're a head person, where you're more analytical, bottom line, you're looking for facts, you get frustrated easily with people who are too emotional. You know who you are, right? You're smiling right now. The problem is that your emotions can get hijacked, and they often get hijacked around anger and frustration with people who are not as logical as you'd like them to be, you know? And so emotions get hijacked no matter who we are or where we come from when it comes to interacting with the world. Quick break. We'll be back. Got calls. Love to have you join in as well. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to get away to get close to God's creation. Book your cabin now for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. Breathtaking destinations and beautiful scenery await you on this unforgettable travel experience. Enjoy spiritual renewal and build lifelong memories. Join my wife Donna and me for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. To book your cabin, go to theintentionallife.com.
Here's how to use your emotions instead of being used by your emotions. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I encourage you to use your emotions to fuel positive change in your life. Now, fuel will either propel you forward to progress in your life, or that same fuel can be used to blow up and destroy everything around it in its path. There are three things that are important when you face these emotional triggers. Number one, be prepared for them. Be prepared for the people, for the words, for the situation. Number two, stay emotionally and spiritually positive in your life. That's a decision. And number three, take responsibility for your own emotions. And don't allow emotions to hijack your peace in your life. When you do those three things, that's intentional living.
Find out more about freedom from hijacked emotions at theintentionallife.com/book.
And listen, when you do that, we'd be really happy to give you the information on getting that book, the brand new book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. We're talking about that today. And thanks to those of you who've been joining the ministry, your monthly support, joining in monthly support or increasing your monthly support automatically qualifies. If you ask, we'll send it to you. Okay, we wish we could send it to everybody. We can't, but we'd love to get it to those who ask for it. When you join as a member or increase today, go to theintentionallife.com. You also heard about the upcoming 2020 cruise to Alaska. My wife, Donna, and I are leading that with some of our team, and Joel Engel will be with us. Joel is a pastor, but he's probably best known to many of you as a recording artist and author. He's written some fantastic songs that we have sung over the years, like Be a Father to Her man, that's a song that many of you recall. I Bow Down, I Sing Holy, Shadow of Your Cross, and other music. And Joel, he's a great communicator. He's going to be with me, and we're going to be teaching about intentional living. He's going to be leading the music because I can't and I won't, because we don't want you to plug your ears and leave. But, you know, here's what. We had a reserve group of cabins held for our group. And you know what? The response has been so strong. I'd encourage you, if you've been thinking about coming with us, June 28th through July 5th, next summer, right over the July 4th holiday, 7 days in Alaska. I'd love to have you join us. Check it out. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Today, we're talking about emotions and when they get hijacked and what it can do to our life and how to be intentional when that happens. Got Sarah on the line with a question. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What's your question?
It's not really a question. It's more, yes, to help me. I turned the program on and I heard the topic and I heard the man speaking about his wife, and I am exactly right there. I am emotionally hijacked as well. My husband has a serious sex addiction, and it's keeping me from really loving him. And I just don't know how to get that spirit back in me. That, you know, the joy, it robs me.
Yeah. Well, you got two issues here. One, Sarah, is that we can't have other people in our marriages. And that can be, in my view, that can be pornography. You know, the old time magazines, but now online. Or it could be other people. God never intended for that. God's intention is for one man, one woman for a lifetime. That's what we believe. That's what we believe the scripture teaches. And there's so much in our world today that distracts us from that. And so that's something, obviously, and clearly your husband has to decide if he's going to deal with that in his life or not. And there's a ministry, Steve Arterburn does a ministry called Every Man's Battle, and he does conferences and so on. I'd really encourage any man listening, if you have an issue with this, get some help. This damages your spirit, your soul, your relationships, and you hear it in Sarah's voice. Then the other side of this, Sarah, is I hear you. I mean, as a woman married and you're saying, how do I get my spirit back? Well, how do you do that? I mean, women are listening and say, well, no, I don't know any woman that could do that. Or frankly, if it was the other way around, any man that could say, hey, you know, I'm okay about my wife having a sex addiction and going, you know, doing things that is causing her to be drawn away from me. I mean, it impacts the very core and spirit of a person. And so, Sarah, are you getting some help for yourself? Are you seeing a counselor? Are you dealing with some things just for you? You can't change your husband, but are you dealing for some things to help you?
I am. And I am in a group with other wives that, and then even in that and of itself, your issue with me, like, you know, why do I have to be in this group because of him? But, it, ultimately it does help me.
Yeah.
I do want to say that he is in a treatment program with Pure Life Ministries.
Good.
But he, you know, it's only as good as how much he puts into it. And I do have covenant eyes on our devices. And just what, you know, last night, this morning, I got a report and I saw, you know, what he was looking at, and that hurts my core.
Mm. Well, Sarah, listen, there is no magic wand here. You know, you call into intentional living. I'd love to be able to just say, hey, do these two things. Everything's going to be okay. I mean, we know what needs to happen, and we know that this addiction is powerful. It's a powerful addiction, and I'm glad your husband's recognizing there's an issue and trying to get help, but this is an example of what it does to the spirit of and the soul of a marriage. I think at times like that, to be able to just to print that off and hand it to him, Just hand it to them. And, you know, it's obvious, you know, here it is. What do you want me to do with this? And I know that's a hard thing, Sarah, and it's fresh again because it's been renewed again today in your marriage. Have you two together been talking about this? Have you been in counseling? Does he recognize, does he accept the fact of what this is doing to you and to your marriage?
He does, and we have been in counseling numerous times, but it's been advised, you know, not for us not to continue on together because it's his addiction and he needs to work on it. And it's almost like he's a child.
Yeah.
In a sense. But I just wanted to know if you had any other advice that you could, you know, give to me that where I could work on myself, you know, to help my heart and my spirit.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, if you hold on, Sarah, I'm going to have Stephen capture your address if you'll give it to us, and we'll send you a copy of the new book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, which you may know or may not know. We're just in the process of publishing it. In fact, we don't even have them in-house yet. It's going to be here before the end of this month. And so you'll be one of the first. We just want to send it to you. And would it be all right if I prayed with you as well, Sarah?
I would love that. Absolutely.
And I have to admit, it hurts my heart because by nature, I think I'm kind of a fixer, and I wish I could fix it. And we know that we live in a broken world, a sinful world, and there's got to be accountability. One of the first steps of intentional living is that we've got to take 100% responsibility for our own actions, because if we don't, we can destroy our family, our finances, our health. It's not only in this topic, it can be in any area of your life. And it's not until we wake up and say, you know, I'm totally responsible for what I look at. I'm totally responsible for how I spend my money or what I put in my body or what I say or what I do. And we've got so many influences today that can overtake our lives. But until we take that first step of saying, I have to take responsibility, and whatever steps I take then are critical. Father, I do pray for Sarah. I ask that you'll quiet her heart, calm her heart, give her confidence as a wife and a woman to be able to confront the issues that need to be confronted in their marriage. I pray for her husband that he'll recognize what's going on and take responsibility. I pray for a breakthrough in his life. We don't want Satan to get any further foothold in this marriage than he already has. And we'll give you the glory for it. In Christ's name, amen. Painful. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back. You're welcome to join us at 888-1717.
If it's been a while since you and your spouse had a fun night out, join Dr. Randy Carlson for laughter and inspiration at the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night.
On our first date, I took Donna to the football game. It's outside. She leans over to me and says, Randy, my hands are cold. I say, why don't you sit on it? My goal is to help you see today that you can go from where you are today to love and respect.
The Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, and November 16th in Tucson. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com.
Our work, the decisions you make about work and career and about where God's calling you and what it is that your strengths are. That's why we believe, like when you're here, a part of this ministry, the decision you've made to be here is a significant, life-changing decision. You're giving hours and hours of your life to be a part of this community, to come and impact other people for Christ. And it's going to be a part of your legacy. I mean, someday when the obituaries are written, it'll be in there. I was a part of this group. I was a part of doing this. This was part of my life. Listen, your decisions matter. That's the teaching this month for members. Watch for it. It's coming your way. We send it out usually by mid-month. And it's your decisions matter. For members, thank you for your support. We appreciate it. And by the way, new members joining us right now, if you're a monthly member, becoming a new monthly member, increasing your monthly membership, and you request it, we'll also send you the book, Hijacked Emotions, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, brand new. It's just being published and being printed right now. We'll get it out. our goal, assuming everything is on schedule, to get it out before the end of October here. So next few weeks, next 2-3 weeks. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. We're talking about hijacked emotions today. And when they get hijacked, what do you do? Let me go to Sue in Michigan. Sue, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. What's your question?
You know, I feel like I have no reason to complain because I hear some of your callers and pray for them too. But
that's good.
I just have an annoyance, I guess, ruining my peace of mind. I have things that I hold on to from, you know, frustrations with my husband of 33 years. Can't complain, really, but there's things I hang on to. Just like on a computer, guys will do one thing, and then they close out that window. And my mental thing is, I'll open about 10, and I keep working on them all, and I can't close them out. And, I mean, I remember stuff from our wedding day, you know, irritating things. And I just, I did the same thing at church. I went in there. I can go in there and confess that I've done this or that, and I'll go back 2 or 3 months later, and it's the same thing. It's like, well, who's in charge? God's in charge. God forgives.
Yeah.
Accept it and move on. So how do I do that?
Well, I think you gave a great word picture there. You leave all the windows open on the screen.
Yeah.
And where you're saying your husband opens one and closes it and moves on.
Yeah, well, there's things that have irritated me that I guess maybe they just didn't irritate him, but it still gets in my crawl.
Yeah.
And I need to just move on because he's wonderful. I just need to accept all this stuff and just know sometimes that it doesn't bother him.
Yeah.
I guess.
Is that what bothers you most, is that it doesn't bother him?
Well, he just doesn't hold on to that stuff. It's one of those get over it. And he's got so many issues with work, trying to work through that stuff, that I feel like I should just let go. Yeah. And just let go and let God, I guess. I don't know.
Well, over the, what'd you say, 30 years you've been married?
33 years, yeah.
Well, what have you found helps you let it go? Is there one thing that you say, well, yeah, when I do that one thing, it tends to let it go and I can move on?
I just try and count my blessings. I write them down. And then I have, you won't like this one. A friend of mine said, you need to lower your expectations. It's a man.
No, I think that's probably wise.
That's so funny.
I think that's probably wise. Yeah, because listen, Sue, we talk about expectations. Yeah. Minus reality equals disappointment. Yeah. And if you have certain expectations, because remember, we judge ourselves by our intention, and we judge others by our expectation. And so here's the deal, and we got men listening, and this is exactly how we think. My intention was good when I did that. When I did that, my intention was good, or when I said that, or I didn't do that, but it's being interpreted through the lens of expectation. And so it's not so much lowering expectation. I think that's part of it. I think part of it, though, Sue, is like you're saying, is to, as the scripture says, don't go to bed at night carrying that stuff. Let it go. And let me just share this for you, Sue, and others. There's three questions that you can ask yourself as a couple. If you take just 3 or 5 minutes every day and do this as a couple, keep very short accounts with each other, it'll help knock this off moving forward. Here's the three questions. How are you doing? That's a great question. Look at your spouse. How are you doing? And they ask you, well, how are you doing? And there's a point of just being honest at that moment. Second question is, how am I doing? In other words, how am I doing in this marriage? You know, tell me something that maybe I can work on to be better at or something, and encourage your spouse as well. And then number three is, how are we doing? I think if you ask those three questions every day in your marriage and you do it openly and honestly, it'll change your marriage radically. That is really intentional living.
I've been married twice. My first husband was very abusive, and I hid things from him all the time, and I always felt bad because I was taught to never lie. So when I remarried, I said, I'm not going to lie to my husband. I've tried to do it a couple of times, but because I prayed about it and told God that I really don't want to live that way, I take everything to my husband, and I would rather deal with whatever the repercussion is then, and we can sit and talk about it and get it over with. And then you can go on, and you don't have a sick feeling. You don't feel like you've let God down. You don't feel like you've let yourself down. So whatever the person's dealing with, it's good just to deal with it and pray about it first so you know how you want to say it. But I pray every day, and then it's made our marriage such a much stronger marriage.
Yeah, I think that's, I hope that helps you, Sue, as well, because she's right on. Hey, I got about 2 minutes, but Hope, I wanted to get you on. God bless you. I hear you're going through a time of real loss in your life right now.
Right. I've been on a roller coaster. My husband died unexpectedly.
Mm.
And like I said, I've been on a roller coaster. I have good days and bad days. I've just been listening to your program, and I just want to give people advice. Don't look at the little knickknacks things. Just look at how much you love them and let them know how much you love them, because you don't know if they're going to be there today or tomorrow.
Yes.
I mean, I miss my husband saying, I love you, babe. I miss it so much.
Mm. How long were you married, Hope?
21 years.
Yeah.
It was a second marriage for both of us, and he even said this. He even felt like we were soulmates,
yeah.
And that's what I felt. And I built my life around him. And no matter if I say something, it's like he knew I was going to say that, you know. And that's how much we knew about each other. We took time to get to know each other, and I think that's why it's so hard.
So the reminder is, we don't know the time, we don't know the hour.
No.
And someday this happens in all of our marriages, and we have to appreciate every moment, don't we?
That's right.
Mm.
I just want people to take second thought before you say a little thing, you know. Is that really worth it? It's not worth it.
Mm, boy, that's for sure. Hey, Hope, listen, we got people praying for you all over the country, and I thank you for sharing, and I'm so sorry for your loss. And we pray that God will give you grace and peace for the months and years ahead as you go through the grieving process. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
All right. That's the way to end the program, a reminder. Hey, listen, don't sweat the little stuff. We're human beings. We're sinful human beings. And some of us are not only sinful, we're stupid. Come on. We're ignorant. We're different. We're men. We're women. We come from different backgrounds, different experiences. We say and do things that sometimes, again, have good intention behind them. Sometimes not so much, but sometimes they have good intentions, but the expectations aren't met. Life is short. And my message today, when we talk about hijacked emotions, Satan is hiding in the bushes around your life, waiting for an opportunity to jump out and give you a hijacked emotion that will drag you down and destroy you. So can I encourage you, if you're married, 5 minutes every day, ask these three questions to each other. How are you doing? How am I doing? And how are we doing? You get those answered, and honestly and lovingly, end in a prayer and a kiss. I don't know how you can't make it a 50-year marriage. I really don't. That's it for today. Thank you for your input and suggestions, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.